This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
President fans fake Harris theory.
I heard it that she doesn't meet the requirements.
Targeting the post office.
We have to have an honest election.
What he's talking about has no basis in fact.
Split second action.
I saw the gentleman on the tracks sitting in his wheelchair.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. He raised doubts about Barack Obama's birth certificate. Now, President Trump is giving credence to bogus online claims about Kamala Harris's eligibility to be vice president just days after she was picked for the Democratic ticket. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
I heard it that she doesn't meet the requirements.
Instead of stopping the racist attack against Senator Kamala Harris, the president amplified it when asked if he thought she was eligible to run for vice president.
I would have assumed the Democrats would have checked that out before she gets chosen to run for vice president.
Harris's parents immigrated from Jamaica and India. She was born in Oakland, California. And any person born in the United States is an American citizen. So there's no doubt about Harris's eligibility. The attack mirrors the racist accusations Mr. Trump once made against former President Barack Obama.
I want him to show his birth certificate.
Harris's sister, Maya, responded on Twitter, writing, "There are no gradations of birtherism. You're either in or you're out."
Since selecting Harris, the Biden campaign says it has raised $36 million and attracted 150,000 new donors. And as we hear this morning from CBS's Ben Tracy, President Trump has rejected demands for emergency money for the post office as he tries to make the case against mail-in voting.
He admitted the Postal Service needs more money to handle ballots in November, but he doesn't necessarily want to provide it.
Now, they need that money in order to have the post office work so it can take all of these millions and millions of ballots. If we don't make a deal, that means they don't get the money.
But then at the White House, the president said he won't veto a stimulus bill just because it has funding for the post office. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi questions whether the White House really wants to make a deal.
Perhaps you mistook them for somebody who gave a damn.
Democrats are also questioning the motives of the new Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy. DeJoy is a major Republican donor who has given more than $1 million to the Trump Victory Fund. CBS News has learned that after he took over the Postal Service in June, he implemented cost-cutting measures that have led to delays in mail delivery.
Reports say New Jersey's Democratic governor will announce today that that state's November election will be conducted largely through mail-in ballots. In California, L.A. County residents will be able to socially distance vote at Dodger Stadium. At a campaign event, Joe Biden urged a face mask mandate effective immediately.
Protect your fellow citizens. Do the right thing.
President Trump accused Biden of politicizing the issue.
I trust the American people and the governors want to do the right thing. Joe doesn't.
Like Biden, Mr. Trump said it was patriotic to wear masks, but he also said, quote, maybe they're great, maybe they're not so good. Well, the pandemic has left at least 1,500 students, teachers, and staff quarantined in at least eight states. A judge in Florida has fast-tracked lawsuits looking to block the state's order to open schools. CBS's David Begno is in Miami.
In 34 states and Puerto Rico, the percent of coronavirus tests coming back positive is still higher than the recommended level for reopening.
We have a lot of infection going on. Do you really want to put the kids back in school?
Dr. Anthony Fauci gave a blunt assessment of our nation's coronavirus response.
I'm not pleased with how things are going.
Now to the West Coast, CBS's Jamie Yukas has the latest on major wildfires north of Los Angeles.
The ranch fire burned into the night Thursday, coming dangerously close to a neighborhood of about 100 homes.
We have very, very dry brush vegetation.
It was a similar situation at the nearby Skyline Fire in Corona. The hot, dry weather pushed flames near homes.
I was looking and I was like, is my house going to be okay? I was terrified.
Meanwhile, firefighters worked overnight to contain the lake fire some 70 miles to the northwest in Castaic.
There's also a major fire in Oregon's Columbia River Gorge that has forced about 1,000 people out of their homes. Olivia Rodriguez Perez and her family had to hustle.
My mom almost started crying. Pictures, memories are all over there. We couldn't get them all.
The allegation is shocking. Terror groups targeting American first responders in the pandemic in an online scam. Assistant Attorney General John Demers says ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and others sold ineffective protective equipment during a time of desperate shortages.
They have a sophisticated online operation, and here they were turning that operation to setting up these phony websites to get money to fund terrorism when you thought you were paying for a mask that you needed.
Federal authorities have seized more than $2 million, more than 300 cryptocurrency accounts, and have shut down websites and social media pages. The Justice Department says Yale University is illegally discriminating against white and Asian American applicants. The school denies the allegation, calling it meritless and hasty. Details in Michael Cohen's new book are emerging. CBS's Weijia Jiang says the tell-all from the former Trump attorney and fixer is billed by the publisher as the political horror story of the century.
Michael Cohen claims he saw President Trump at his worst, writing in his new book, from lewd acts in a sex club in Vegas to tax fraud to deals with corrupt officials from the former Soviet Union to catch-and-kill conspiracies to silence Trump's clandestine lovers.
The video game developer Epic is suing Apple and Google after the popular Fortnite game was removed from their app stores. It came after Epic rolled out a payment plan that bypasses Google and Apple Pay platforms. Well, like a scene from a video game, Lodi, California police officer Erica Uria was faced with a life-or-death situation.
I saw the gentleman on the tracks sitting in his wheelchair, and it looked like he was kind of wiggling, like he was stuck.
A man in a wheelchair stuck on active train tracks.
Out of the corner of my eye, I can see the train is approaching. It's coming pretty fast at that point.
With just 7 seconds to spare, she ran to him.
I just grabbed his arm, and I just pulled.
The train just missed the 66-year-old man. He's in the hospital now, but expected to be fine. Will NFL football be like baseball with no fans in the seats?
Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says he's confident about hosting fans at all home games, and the club is selling tickets in groups to try to prevent people who don't know each other from sitting together in the stands. But in Philadelphia, it's a different story. Officials say Eagles fans shouldn't get their hopes up. Health officials are doubtful the city will be in a place with COVID-19 infections to allow for fans to attend the September 20th home opener in person. Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
People won't get to see two beams of light in New York City next month to mark the terror attacks on the World Trade Center towers. It's because of coronavirus concerns for the workers who have to set up that display. And there are other changes planned for the 9/11 ceremony. That's the roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.